Welcome back to our podcast, We Go For It. This podcast is brought to you by Norman at Advancing Life Projects. Let us help you advance your life project. Imagine a reality where your motivation is authentic, energizing, and long-lasting. What would that be like? How would that change your life? Well, you're in the right place to start entertaining that idea and eventually turn it into your reality. Thanks for joining us on our 365-day Best Wishes for You series. Every day we have a new wish for you, something that I wish for myself, that I wish for the people that I care about, and that I wish for you. This is episode 87, and our wish of the day is, may you be motivated to grow, to serve, and to reach your full potential. It's a funny word, motivation. We hear it a lot, and it has become a very popular adjective. We have motivational speakers, motivational books, motivational seminars, motivational music. And these elements are supposed to motivate and inspire us. And I think to a certain degree they do. I have my favorites. There are people that I like to listen to. I don't know if they motivate me, but they make me feel good. And they make me think also. They might help me to see something in a different way, maybe to see something in a way that I didn't see it before, or they come up with a very clever turn of phrase that frames reality in a way that I never really thought about before. There's some really good people out there speaking, clever, engaging, and charismatic. Same thing for motivational books. I have a set that I particularly work with. How can I say? Books can be motivational, but at the same time, I think there has to be a little something more to it than simply that momentary inspiration. The same thing for seminars. I think seminars can be very, very exciting, and they can lead you to some very dramatic changes in your life. I know that I've been a participant in seminars that have completely changed my life, that have completely changed the way I see things. And I owe a lot to those educational experiences. And we also have motivational music that gives you that push, that burst of energy. For me, it's always been classic Van Halen. And I usually get speeding tickets when I'm listening to Van Halen because it gets me kind of excited. And off you go, even at my age. Now, these things are supposed to motivate and inspire us, and I think they do. Now, the real problem is, the challenge is that once the song is over, or once the effect of the seminar, the glow of the seminar or of the speaker that we've listened to or the book we've read, once it starts to wear away, we kind of go back down or back to where we were before in terms of our movement, our activity. And so I think one of the big challenges when it comes to motivation is the concept of sustainability. Motivation is effective when it's sustained, which means that it's something that we do regularly, that we feel, that affects us consistently. And I think that is probably the big challenge, right? How do I maintain my motivation? How do I continue to do what I need to do, get up in the morning, even when I don't feel like it? What can we do? And I think that really it's the issue of sustainability. That's the problem. A lot of us can get started. A lot of us can get motivated temporarily, but how do we maintain it? And so I kind of checked the meaning of the word motivate, and it is to provide someone with a reason for doing something. And I like the use of the word reason, because a reason means you've done some kind of investigation. You've maybe engaged in a little bit of insightful, thinking about what it is you want, a little bit of insight. You need to have good reasons. That's thinking. That involves thinking. You see, motivation, it's an inside job. It comes from within. If you're waiting for somebody to motivate you you know, externally, somebody outside to motivate you, you're going to wait a really long time. I mean, they might get you excited for a period of time, but the motivation or that feeling is going to wear off. Why? Because you haven't done the thinking part, which is to really, really think about the reasons why you want to do something or why you think you should. That's the hard part, you know, and thinking has always been a very difficult thing to do. It requires an enormous amount of energy. It requires an enormous amount of work. And of course, it is the most rewarding activity we can engage in to properly think, you know, and so, you know, this whole idea that motivation is about emotion, bursts of energy and flurries of activity, that's inaccurate. And I'm sorry, but effective motivation is a quiet, methodical, persistent process of education. And this process provides us with the reason for doing something, our reasons for doing something, whatever it is that is important for us, that requires reflection in order to uncover the reasons. So when we look at it from that point of view, what we're saying then is that the real enemy here is ignorance, as it has always been. And if you want to talk about a first step in order to, you know, put yourself on the path of sustaining, first of all, developing or building motivation and then sustaining it, you have to start with a decision. You know, I've heard it said that we don't have so many problems as we have decisions to make. And I believe that's true. And here we must make a decision, a very concrete one. We're not talking about, you know, how could I say, these big, unattainable, that sound good decisions that nobody does. No, it's a very basic decision. We have to make a decision to separate some time to go through the necessary steps to uncover our reasons for doing whatever it is we decide to do. Something in harmony with what we decide or discover is most important for us. So we have to make a decision to dedicate, to separate, to make the time to do the mental work required to understand the reasons that are going to serve as our fuel to keep us doing whatever it is that we say we have to do, or that we really must do, or that we feel we need to do on a consistent basis. One of my favorite words in the English language is the word every day. That's the magic word. There's no magic formula for achieving or living the kind of life that fulfills you, that brings you peace of mind, that helps you find yourself in society or among those whom you serve in a way that really makes you feel good. There's no secret. It's about doing things every day, showing up every day. And like most of us out there, I have not done that consistently enough in every area that I should, like so many of us. But when I've done it, when I followed my own teaching, when I followed what I've studied, and I actually apply or do something on a regular basis every day, the results are just incredible. They compound and they accumulate incredibly fast. So if we just take some time and make a decision to really delve deep and try and understand the reasons why we would do or follow a particular course of action, well, we will be well on our way to setting up a system of motivation that will be very effective and that will be sustainable. That's it for today. It's been a long day. It's evening now, and I just want to, you know, share once again my sincere wish with you as we part ways, that may you be motivated to grow, to serve, and to reach your full potential. And as a side reminder, just remember, if you want to follow some steps so that you can start acting on a lot of the stuff that we've covered in these podcast episodes, just remember, study leads to understanding. Understanding leads to faith. Faith leads to well-being. Well-being leads to expression. And expression leads to acceleration. Why? Because we're at ease. In other words, calm down and speed up. Until next time, take care, be kind to yourselves and each other, and remember that ultimately, you hold the key. Thanks for your time.